Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. At the end of this year, my 10-year-old daughter's going to graduate from elementary school. And the school has a formal ceremony, and people make a big deal about it. And I always struggle with the significance of this, because if you live in the United States, you have to go beyond the fifth grade. You don't have a choice. And yet we're making a big deal about this graduation and the fact that they're graduating from the fifth grade. And it just makes me laugh a little bit. And so the reality of it is when sixth grade comes, she's going to continue her learning and the education goes on from there. Now, in my mind, graduation from high school or from college, well, that's a real accomplishment. And beyond college, even graduate school or law school, medical school, it's a real accomplishment because not everybody does it. But for many people, that formal graduation means the end of learning. And I would argue that graduation shouldn't mean the end. Maybe it means the end of formal classroom training. But I think we all have to strive to continue to learn. And so the question becomes, are you a lifelong student? And this is where we get into the point of investing in yourself, right? Because if you invest in yourself beyond the formal education years to learn more about different areas of life or different interests or passions of yours, the payback is tremendous. I mean, let's face it. If you're a lifelong student, you're a more interesting person. You bring more to every conversation. And the more interesting you are, the more people want to be around you. And if you think about this ability to attract people, it serves you in life. I don't care, you know, if you're dating, let's face it, if you can attract the opposite sex or whoever your potential partner might be, that's fantastic, right? That's a benefit. And clearly, if you're well-rounded, if you bring something from an educational standpoint, that's going to help you. If you're meeting new people, friends, if you're networking business, if you're out meeting new people business-wise, the fact that you have something and you're a well-rounded person and you're educated beyond just the formal stages of life, that adds something to you. And people are drawn to you if you're interesting. And I would say in the end, there's little doubt that you'll be more successful if you become a lifelong student. So I want to spend this week really diving into different aspects of this. But I just want you to think right now, are you and do you actually invest in yourself to get better at things, to learn more about areas of interest to you, to learn more about areas that maybe can drive revenue in your life, like business? Are you doing that? And if you're not, maybe it's time to rethink some things. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, I would ask you to subscribe, and you can do that on iTunes. You can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I simply ask you for that opportunity. I would love to be that person for you. And all it means is a commitment. Just get here for a few minutes a day. That's all it takes, and it doesn't cost you anything to make that happen. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing how you can identify your passions and apply those passions to driving that lifelong education. But for today, I just want you to think about what you do in terms of learning. Do you invest in yourself? Are there things that you do to get more intelligent, to get better, to grasp more knowledge about things that are of interest to you or things that can benefit you down the road? And if you can't come up with anything, maybe it's time to start identifying those things. And we'll start with identifying your passions tomorrow. Thank you.